For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So I was chatting to me mate Russell over the weekend and Russell...
That's fake.
No, he doesn't. He's not. And I'm not even changing his name, so okay. Good afternoon, Russell. But I was having a chat to him and he had a pretty big date over the weekend. He was going out with a chicky babe and he was really excited for it.
Okay.
He went on this date and it was an absolute nightmare. Like she was not interested in him. Like he said, her whole demeanor changed the second he walked in. No good for old Russell.
No, Russy. That's not good.
And it's like, you know, he's a handsome bloke. He's fine. He's doing his best. And he was out there just putting himself out there and she was like, oh, no good. So anyway, Russell was like,
it's brutal when you're on that side of it. And you can tell, I've been on a few a long time ago. And like as soon as, like 5 minutes in, I go, they hate me.
It was like the first day I came in here.
Yeah, I know. No. And it's yesterday as well, I reckon.
No, but also that feeling is the reason why I'm terrified to date. Yeah, absolutely. But no, that was fine. He decided, you know what? The date's gone no good, so I'm hitting up the clubs.
Oh, yeah, I guess, man. If you got that energy, I would have cowered home.
Yeah.
That's just me personally, though.
Yeah. Look, he didn't have a great night. He had a big night, but not a great night. Yeah. And he decided to go to the drive-thru on the way home. And he's got himself like a feast. Like when I was talking about it, he's like, I was feeling pretty sad. And he got himself like a Big Mac and like 10 nuggets and a chicken burger, like the whole kit caboodle.
Yeah.
And he's gone home and he's decided to have a big treat in bed. So he's sat in bed and he's like munching away, had himself a ripper. Anyway, he's fallen asleep and he's woken up the next day with a Big Mac underneath him. Lettuce everywhere. Mayonnaise, like cheese spread on his bloody sheets, like an absolute nightmare to wake up with.
Yeah, similarly to that, Jess, who's currently on maternity leave, she had a big night herself. But I think she was like feeling herself after this because she went home with 8 nuggets.
Yep.
woke up to 7.5 of them under her pillow.
So she only ate half of one.
Fell asleep and put them under her pillow.
So look. I want to hit the phones on 52232955. What's the worst thing you've slept with?
Let's not put a name to someone on this if you're listening.
The worst thing.
Yeah, I'm not having a go at you. I'm listening. People listening.
You've slept with. I mean, my mate Russell slept with a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And it's not a nickname. No. It's a literal Big Mac.
When I sleep, I don't know about you, but like when you're sleeping, do you hold anything? Like I know you've got some like teddies and stuff. Like, but do you whether it's your blanket or a pillow or anything?
Nah, not really.
So most of the time I like to I'll have a small pillow and I'll just like squeeze the life out of it because it's not warm. Like my partner, my wife's obviously there, but like boiling. She's boiling. Mm-hmm. So I'll hold the pillow. So like when I go to sleep, especially when I'm by myself, I have to have something. I went out with some mates. We were staying at Airbnb and I was like, oh, I'm in my own room by myself. There's no pillows. Whatever. And we'd had a big night. I woke up gripping a chessboard.
Oh, that's the nerdiest thing you've ever
said. One of the ones folded in half. It was just something in the room. It must have just been in the room. And I was like, yeah, that'll do. That's cold. And just that's the most precious thing I've ever had in my arms.
Very clever. So, very, very, very good.
Yeah,
you're an intellectual.
No. I still don't know how to play. Okay, we've got Leon in Drysdale. Leon, what is the worst thing that you've slept with?
I was doing a renovation on a new house that my stepdaughter had bought and a partner. Anyway, it was a wonderful day. I was by myself doing a heap of work and I sat down in front of the fire, had a fire and a few beers, went to bed and there was all this noise. I couldn't work out what it was and I'm dead set sure the possums were breathing on me. They were everywhere. There was holes in every door. So whoever was in there before really wrecked the joint. So there was no way to close anything off. And they were dead set breathing on me. And I thought, what the hell's going on here? And believed me. No one believed me until they moved in. They said, what's all that noise? And I said, I told you so. And they never believed me up until the time they moved in there.
Leon slept with a family of possums.
Yeah, it's a threesome.
Oh, my God. Family? The whole town was there. God,
a township of possums.
A town of possums. It was unbelievable. Took them another couple of years to get rid of them all out of the house. They're still sitting on the little
walkway. Well, it's hard. You're their step-parent, you know, yeah. mate. It's hard to just kick the kids out like that.
That's Leon, amazing.
You are my favourite.
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Tim and Davo. And Ed Curnow's still in here cooking. Thanks to Geely Geelong. Get a free home EV charger with the new EX5 at Geely Geelong.
It's good for you to bring the barbecue in, mate. A little Weber.
Yeah, cook it. Were you cooking in life?
What do you want? White bread and sauce?
Yeah, sure. Onions, please.
Look, we like to get silly with you each week, Ed, because, of course, last week we didn't. What were we doing?
We were talking about the statistics of how confident men were. And there was like some stat that like more than 50% of men think they could beat a chimpanzee in a fight. You had this to say. Let's listen back to last week.
Yeah. What is their special
like Planet of the Apes style?
Fighting-wise.
They're strong. They've got great grip. They can get around pretty fast.
Fling poo at the speed of light.
Drown it.
Take it to a kiddie pool. No, that's crazy.
That's not,
Ed. Let's just say
you talk how. Oh, that really
Good
made
fun.
Us giggle.
Yeah, listening back is. Yeah, don't recommend that.
So look, today we thought we'd play a game. We want to play a Would You Rather, and it's fight edition.
Yeah, so obviously you have some natural desire within you to want to fight animals.
Well, we don't want to put words in his mouth.
Davo put me in the Otways with no food.
Yeah.
She was stressing me out.
Okay, well, Davo, can you give Ed the scenarios and let's see how we'd go? Like, who we'd rather take on?
Yeah, look, first one, a cranky wombat or a furious koala?
Cranky wombat. Have you ever heard a koala's noise at night time?
What does it sound like?
The mating sound.
What does it sound like?
Yeah, good.
There's two. Careful.
So we're going a cranky wombat?
Yeah, it's actually worse than that, but that was my best attempt.
No, it wasn't bad.
Appreciate
wasn't bad.
You doing it, mate.
Next one, we've got three swooping... Three swooping magpies who are absolutely jacked off or...
What?
I was going to say pissed off, but I didn't want
Davo,
to say...
Davo, Tex Walker's not
they're
playing tomorrow
off.
Night.
They're pissed off, magpies.
Or one emu who's had a big breakfast.
Big brekkie of an emu.
Oh, take the emu. A bit lethargic.
You know, are we jacking off magpies or...
Hey.
Time out.
Hey.
Next one. All right, a giant slippery walrus on land or a medium shark in shallow water?
A giant slippery walrus on land.
On land. You think you could take it down?
Yeah, I'd prefer that. Yeah, I prefer that. It's not a good year for sharks.
Got two more. 50 shih tzus or 80 chihuahuas?
You got to take them all out.
What's the difference? Do either of them count for a dog? Are they dogs?
Yeah, they are dogs.
They're dogs.
Traditionally, shih tzus.
I would happily.
Traditionally.
I'd happily put them all together. And,
oh, 130. You're taking out 130 small dogs.
I think they should be in the cat category.
I'd pay so much money to see that.
I know. Can I have the last one, Davo?
Yeah,
can I have the last
one? All right, go on.
All right, so the last one is, would you rather take on Davo after she has had her vape taken off her for a week? Or me 1 week after I've started a biscuit cleanse and I'm not allowed to eat biscuits anymore. So we're both feral.
Oh,
that's all you need to know.
Been eating?
All of them.
Loves them.
Arnott's like assorted.
Yeah, man.
Anything he can get his mitts on, he's chugging down.
So can I have that again? Davo.
Davo, 1 week after someone's taken her vape off her. Or me.
I'm worried about the biscuit cleanser. You'll be in a fury. I'll take on Davo.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
How invested are you in an argument that's currently taking place on my street between some neighbours who I have no idea their names or what they do? I just drive past an argument pretty much every day.
And you're fully in it?
I could not be driving slower past these two houses.
If I was in your passenger seat, I'd beep your horn, make sure that I look at you.
I live in Armstrong Creek, so there's lots of houses in there. They're all on tiny little blocks, and they're all, like, in my backyard, when I walk out the back door, I can see, no joke, 13 different houses, the roofs, their back patios, all that stuff.
Yeah, good old development area.
We're in snug.
It's like Noddyville.
Pardon?
Noddy? Do you remember Noddy?
Oh, Noddy, yeah.
Sorry, I know, weird reference.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Top of the dome.
Yeah, that's all right. Obviously, obviously top of yours. So, but I've been noticing something, and I'm just a massive sticky beak, especially when I'm not directly involved. So this is on my road around the corner. So, like, I can't sit out the front of my house and watch it. I wish I could. But because in these housing development areas, houses are just getting built, like, left, right, and mm-hmm. center. And there's been a vacant block for, like, the whole time I've lived in Armstrong Creek for the last 3 years. And finally now, in the last 2-3 weeks, they've been leveling it out. They've been getting diggers there. The slab's been poured. Now the frames have started going up. And it's all happening really fast. So there's gone from essentially being a really quiet street to mm-hmm. a lot of tradies, utes, trucks rocking up and parking so that they can get all their gear and build the house.
So is this argument more like infrastructure based, or is it like there's a salacious affair going on between neighbours?
I'm not driving that slow where I'm parked out in the street. But next to, on the left of this slab and now this frame that's gone up, there's quite a nice house that was built maybe a year or two ago, big two-story, and they are really, really proud of the front of the house. The mm-hmm. facade of the house, they put a lot of work in. Like, they have this beautiful garden out the front. They have a driveway where it's like split and there's like greenery growing stunning. In the driveway. They've got these incredible lovely. Things.
Money.
And when I come home from work, so I get home around 6:30 every single night. There's a woman who is always out there watering the most pristine lawn mm-hmm. I have ever seen in my life.
So I would also argue that that woman is a sticky beak too, because she likes being out in the front lawn listening to the neighbours, just so you know.
But no, but like, again, it's a really quiet street. And until 2 weeks ago, this block has just remained empty mm-hmm. and they've just like, yep, all right, we're building it, leveled it, plumbing, slab, frames. And we're at frames at the moment. And I have now, I think every day this week and almost every day last week, there has been a tradies ute half parked on their lawn. So two tyres are
they
on
can't
the road.
Be on the lawn.
Two tyres up on the lawn. Obviously, because if they, like in Armstrong Creek, some of the streets are pretty thin. If they were parking fully on the road, cars wouldn't be able to fully get through.
Yep.
And I've seen her 2 days wagging a finger at a tradie,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm pretty sure I've seen, because there's so many, none of them have to claim, hey, that's my car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, they're all kind of like, oh, is that Tomo's car? Maybe that's Sally's car. Oh, no, nah, sorry. We can't. We're literally concreting this house, literally pouring a slab. I can't come over and move my car. And now, this morning when I came into work, I drove past it, and there's tyre marks. On the lawn, and then one whole corner is completely ripped up, and she's I just know how unhappy she is.
No, she has steam coming out of her ears. Yeah. She's written a letter to the council. She is on the phone every day. This is consuming her life, and I cannot stress that enough. This woman is waking up 6 a.m. eyes open. I'm angry. 8 p.m. going to bed. Yep. Furious.
And this house is only getting more built. More tradies are going to be rocking up, because once the concreters are gone, the frame's up, then guess who's coming in? The Sparkies. Mm-hmm. They've got their big vans, you know. Maybe there's landscapers. Now, there's a trailer. Like, this is not going to go away. They're perfect lawn. As someone who appreciates good lawn, I'm even going, oh, man, that's brutal. But, no. They're entitled to do this.
This woman's having the worst time she's had for a long time. I'm telling you that much now. And you should, instead of slowing down, just give her a little bit of, oh, mate. Like, give her some sort of sympathy. Not just talk about her on the radio. Yeah. She's having a rough time.
Fair enough. It does. A bit of stacks on going on about it.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.